This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today we are talking with Evan Delahunty. He is the owner of Peaceful Fruits. You may have seen him on the TV show Shark Tank. He's making big waves right now with his product, Peaceful Fruits. Evan, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me how you help provide jobs for individuals with disabilities.
Yeah, so that's a part of our mission that really developed organically, where, you know, I started off with that mission of staying connected to the folks there in the Amazon. But as we started to grow a little bit, you know, we were selling more snacks than I could produce. You know, we started off literally, you know, first I was renting space in a little commercial kitchen incubator here in Cleveland called the Cleveland Culinary Launch Kitchen. And then we outgrew that and I was, you know, producing out of the back of a restaurant at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know? But it was too much to do all of that. That's where we started to look for a production partner. And, you know, we could have, there was a guy in California, there's a guy in Colorado. But I really wanted to keep this about communities that I call home, and that's the Amazon and that's Akron. And so we wanted to do it around here in our backyard. And it was really just organic where literally in week one of Peaceful Fruits, I took the snacks that I didn't even make in the kitchen. Like I literally made them in my mom's kitchen, you know, just as samples. And we went to a little farmer's market and handed them out to people to be like, would you buy this? You know, like, is it terrible? Is it edible? And one of the people that responded most and, you know, just got so excited about the product and the story happened to be a young man named AJ, actually about my age, and his mom. And AJ has severe Down syndrome. And his mom, you know, looked at us and said, hey, he loves this product. And AJ has, you know, stuck a lot of stickers in his day. He's really good at envelope sticking and you know, or envelope stuffing and sticker sticking and all that. So if you grow and you start to need some help packaging your products, give us a call. And 6 months later, sure enough, we're starting to, you know, outgrow, as I said, and we called up AJ and started to work with him to package. And then, you know, there we are sitting across the table from his mom, and she know, and we're talking about our issues. And she's like, well, hey, Evan, there's this other nonprofit that works with people with disabilities, and they just launched a commercial kitchen, and they're looking for folks that need food produced, you know? And so it's just one of those organic developments where we had a need, it fit our mission of economic empowerment. And very frankly, you know, I'll just put it on the line, they quoted a good price, you know? I mean, that's something that people often overlook with the whole, you know, industry of folks with disabilities. I mean, we pay full wages. Like, we're not paying them anything less than the market rate, but they do good work. They do good work, and they work hard, and they add a lot to the bottom line. And so it just made good business sense. It made good mission sense, and we've never looked back.